from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All the guys that are going to play, you're on bus one. All the guys that are not going to play, you're on bus two. Like, there's so many questions I have about this. Snafu. Right.
We're going to find out. I mean, this is breaking news that Delaware State has missed their flight.
Walk with me on this. If indeed it's bus snafu.
There had to be more than one bus. So, right? Yes, you could have taken, at least half the team could have made that flight.
Right, and you do what all, all right.
I would think.
The coaches that have to be there, we need play callers, like whatever. The coaches and the guys that are going to play, you're all on bus one. Everybody else, good luck. We'll see you when you get there. Right?
Maybe, yeah.
Which also, I mean, so if I can think of that, there's plenty of people there that can think of that.
So do you think it's a scheduling snafu? The buses don't show up.
I think either buses didn't show up or they were late. It does not seem to me that it was a bus problem in transit.
I would agree. I would agree that because it would have to be more than one bus,
right? Because
unless one of the there was two buses and one of the buses accidentally rear-ended the other bus, and then both buses are out of commission.
Okay,
that could have happened. Because they could probably fit everybody on two buses.
Let's say if it's a rear ending, usually that first bus is still going to be drivable a little bit, right?
Yeah, so I would think
like
you'd be able to go.
Bus two might be out of commission. This seems like someone didn't show up. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into the list. More to get to from the world of sports, including I hope everybody's ready for QR codes on football helmets. Because we got them coming up. We'll tell you about it when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My fraternity little brother is in the booking travel for college business.
Okay.
And I texted him, are you following this Delaware State story? Very much so.
Oh.
Are you in charge of the rebooking? One of the new guys is chasing it. Me. Can you talk about it on the radio? I think so? Question mark. Probably got to wait till the chips fall on the if we win the we effed up business. So I'm awaiting the official word, because if he says we can talk about it, I want to get to the bottom of this. I'm not buying bus snafu.
Well, I mean, that's, yeah, there's definitely a snafu somewhere.
Right.
But bus, they're blaming the bus. They're blaming the bus. But also, so I mean, it is, and I, you know, they're obviously working the phones, but it was a point. I mean, we talked about the fact that they were, it makes no sense to anybody who lives over there.
Correct.
That you were going to JFK anyway. No, I guess you got a better deal on the tickets or something. Maybe that's always right. That's why, every time you wake up to go to Memphis International for a 5 a.m. flight and you're, you know, waking up super early, you're like, why am I doing this? Well, it's because you saved a little bit of money. So they probably saved a little bit of money to go to JFK, but they could still go to, they have options now. Their emergency options, like they don't have to just look at JFK. Okay, they could go to Philadelphia still, or Baltimore, or Washington. I guess they're going to have to get a more, you know, obviously more transportation to those places. But there are plenty of airports that will fly you to Hawaii direct. They're definitely all going to have to split up.
Dennis, see if you can call the 918 number.
But this is an ongoing story about Delaware. So Delaware State, there's only. We counted, yes, there's only four college football games in week zero. One of them may be in jeopardy here if Delaware State can't find their way to Hawaii. They can't. They'll find their way there by, they'll get to Hawaii by Saturday. Even if they got to ride in the back of a moving truck with a polka band, they'll get there.
So you think we've reached Home Alone territory?
It's got a lot of Home Alone vibes in it, right?
I mean, I do think that John Candy at some point is going to show up with a U-Haul and just say, like, you guys want to catch a ride?
Right, right, exactly.
Going to Sheboygan.
Right. I mean, they can get to where they need to go. There's a lot, but I feel a lot of Home Alone here, right? What was the snafu in Home Alone? The power went out and, you know, the alarm didn't go off. That could be the situation here. The alarm didn't go off, so they were all in a rush, got out. They could be leaving some players behind in this. I definitely would get a head count.
Or maybe the 949 number. I don't know if I'm trying to give up, buddy. This is hilarious to me.
Well, it's something you don't think about. Necessarily think about, because there's a lot of focus on this Ireland game, and it's such a big deal, it feels like, to travel to Ireland, right? For college football game, and it is a big deal. But it's always a big deal. Every time you play Hawaii, especially if you're playing Hawaii and you're one of these East Coast teams, it's even bigger. But like, anybody who's ever been to Hawaii, been lucky enough to go there, I've been there. It takes a long time to get to Hawaii. It's just a long flight. And every Hawaii game is like the Ireland game in a lot of ways. And to miss your flight, we just talked about it yesterday, about getting on the plane and the guy getting punched or getting peed on a flight that was supposed to be going international.
What's worse? Because you know the thing I love about this story? And I bet love is, you know, whatever. You know these guys hit their head on the pillow last night so fired up, thinking, Kevin,
right?
We're going to Hawaii tomorrow.
Yeah, Hawaii.
We're going to Hawaii tomorrow. And then your day turns out like this. Dennis, you can read it. He has two phones, so whatever. This is one that I...
Maybe we can connect with him. I know they're busy. This is the busy moment. This story was breaking. Yeah, it was breaking, so maybe later in the hour we could get some more information on this. But the snafu is what's being officially reported from their PR, right? So that's why we need the investigation. That's why you need journalism. We need to find out truly what it is.
All right,
it says a snafu on the roads is what some of these reports are saying. I don't know. I don't know what it could possibly be, because
I mean, the reality,
it's not like there's icy road conditions or anything either. Right? There's nothing.
I mean, you know what this really makes me want to go do? See if I can find a Delaware State win total and take the under, because if you can't get prepared to play this game
right, and
show up on time, I got no faith in you as a coaching staff.
You've had quite a long time. That's why Hawaii makes sense for week zero, right? Because you do really, you should have everything lined up and ready to go. But then they just realize, oh, wait, the game is this week.
All right, let's get into the list.
Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
Presented by Birdies 901, Memphis's place for virtual golf. The List on 92.9.
Oklahoma State.
You just made the list!
Yeah, this is from Jake Trotter of ESPN. Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy said last week that he hopes his players can focus on football now instead of, quote, the business side of name, image, and likeness, with the season opener just a few days away. But Gundy's also hoping that an innovative ploy can earn his players more NIL money during the season. The school announced Tuesday that the Cowboys will sport QR codes on their helmets linking to a donation page for the school's NIL fund, believed to be a first in college football.
Believed to be? Yes, I believe so.
QR codes on the back of each helmet will be 1.5 square inches. The school said that while the codes won't be visible from the stands on game day, fans watching during television broadcasts will be able to capture them on their phones. Oklahoma State believes this will help raise the team's NIL value throughout the year. This is a revolutionary step forward to help keep Oklahoma State football ahead of the game, Gundy said. It gives a chance for everybody, gives a chance for everyday fans across the world to have a real impact when it comes to supporting the NIL efforts for Cowboys football. I'm thrilled about the opportunity for our players. All right, so I guess on the one hand, right, this is inevitable.
Right, this was inevitable, but we were just talking about ads on jerseys and stuff very recently, how quickly we got to QR codes.
My first question is, is it going to be like an Amazon click-through? Remember when we had the very first days of podcasting?
Right.
The big way, when people were still trying to figure out how to monetize it, because advertisers were apprehensive, like, I don't know what a pod card is and whatnot. So one of the big ways that people started making money on podcasting was having a Amazon click-through deal. So right, anytime you would use a special link from the Cerrito show.
Right.
And you still used Amazon, but it was just a click through.
Didn't charge you any extra money. It was just a way for you to push Amazon.
Correct.
And they would give you a little bit of money.
Correct. Yeah. A kickback.
Yeah.
Are these unique QR codes?
Like certain players are
like, I know, like, if I'm clicking through, like, if I want to give Ollie, like, maybe Ollie Gordon goes for 260 and Oklahoma State wins me a bet, and all of a sudden I want to give Ollie Gordon some coin, or is it just, it just goes to the random collective?
But you got to, like, find his helmet on the television and wait for it to be zoomed in on? And or is there going to be links? Like, should there be a website where it has the, if it,
It's a good question.
I don't know how usable it is what I'm trying to say. Like, I think it was inevitable because we see QR codes everywhere. Has NASCAR even done this yet? Is there QR codes on the cars?
I don't think so.
So this is interesting that football has, college football of all places, starting to use QR codes. Because you got to scan it. That's the problem with it. You got to scan it. So your phone's got to be lined up enough to recognize it and scan it.
Or
you're going to pause your television.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously going to have to do the pause.
It's going to take effort.
Now, you bring up a good question. Is this more PR marketing?
Right. It's getting us talking.
Correct.
About it.
Is this more of promotional than it is
actually usable?
Like, actually effective?
Right.
That brings up a good question. But I actually think this is smart. Everyone loves to do the look at my DMs after we lost a game. Look at what people said to me. That works both ways.
Right.
You win me a bet. I am way
more.
Are we
going to tip? Are we going to start tipping?
Exactly. Like, yeah. I'm dead serious.
Right.
When everyone does this, it's like, it's so selective and it's just so self-serving.
Right.
There are so many gamblers out there that if they hit a big bet,
right,
they 100% will tip the dealer.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, they will. Yeah.
Now that
the dealer had nothing to do with it, but
correct.
In your actual sports betting, the player does have a lot to do with
correct.
It.
Correct. Yep. And especially think about it right. In these terms. Like, I'm just talking about, I don't really get into player props like a lot of people do that actually are good at gambling.
Oh, so you're specifically player
correct.
Prop bets. Yeah.
Correct. But there are lots of people that do that. And I can scan the guy's helmet if it would go directly to him. There's plenty of people that would go, here's $50.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just one code or do they have their own code.
My gut says it just goes directly to the collective.
Like
it sends you to like a website. Now, I do wonder, like, could you say, hey, I would like, you know, when you're making your donation, please, you know, like in a note, like, please tag this for Ollie Gordon or for Alan Bowman or... Well, probably not Alan Bowman. He offends me the way he plays quarterback. But nonetheless, like I actually think you're probably right that this is more PR marketing gimmick than it is effective.
Well, when is their first game? I want to try to who are they playing?
They play the Hogs week two.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, so we'll definitely
that's a big game for both teams. So they open up with South Dakota State. Is the 31st Saturday?
That's also you know, a
yeah, they open
game
up there. They open up Saturday, South Dakota State.
But we'll watch. I'll watch. I'm going to try to do it. I think it's just to see what happens. And I think some people will try it. They will be. It does encourage engagement, right, with your team too, of trying to scan that QR code. Can you do it on the picture that they have on the screen?
All right. So I used the. Well, all right. I used the picture from ESPN. I scanned it. Here's where we go to. Pokes with a purpose. That feels very sexual.
It does. So
it's like old school.
Did they get hacked already?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah,
here?
I mean, it's Cowboy NIL football. Saddle up and score big. Support Cowboy football today. Show your support. I don't even see where it says to donate. All right, here we go. All right. Yes, I can credit a team member. I actually think this is genius.
Wait, so, but you don't, so you can pick who it was, you just, but it's not necessarily, you have to scan the helmet of the person, you can just pick it, send your tip to whatever.
So the QR code goes to this one page, and the one page goes, select amount, you can do a one-time or a monthly donation, the low price is $100, $250, $500, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $5,000, other. But underneath that, you can say, credit a team member.
And you could.
I think this is actually pretty smart.
It's not a bad idea, but my thing is the placement of the QR code. Like, would it be more effective if it was just placed above every urinal at the stadium, so you could just scan it there and have?
Well,
I definitely think
the placement on the helmet is 100%. That's the gimmick.
The gimmick is what that gets the headline. But
correct.
Like, you want me to scan it, put it somewhere that I'll be standing.
Now, I also presume those QR codes are going to be everywhere.
Right, I'm guessing. I'm guessing it's not just going to be on the
well,
that's what I'm saying. You put it.
It's interesting.
Everything's on QR codes now, whether you like them or
I
not.
I wonder if there's a rule that says where you can put decals. Because, like, in golf, the space that's the most valuable on a golfer, or at least if a hat.
Right.
We're saying a hat's comparable, right? The front of the hat is the moneymaker. The sides of the hat, not as much. And so they're putting it on the back of the helmet. But I guess that's the other thing with football. How much of football is actually zoomed in on the helmet, let alone the back of the helmet?
Right, it's going to be hard to catch. It definitely is working to get us talking about it in the headline. Where else are you putting the QR codes? Because having a QR code that sends you to a page to donate, and you can tag it with a player, that is where we're headed, right? It makes sense that we are there under this era that we're in college athletics.
Something tells me this is not the last we've seen. The last team we'll see that does this.
Because, I mean, it's positioned on the helmet. You look at the picture, it's like right there dead in the middle. Of course, you've got your conference logo, the American flag, and a QR code. I mean, that's it. That's college football right there. Yeah, your conference, America, and the QR code kind of all next to each other. Yeah.
Your conference for now.
Conference for now, yeah.
Yes.
That is a removable decal for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, that
comes off easy.
Oh, yeah. If there's a Big Ten phone call, oh, yeah, or an SEC phone call, 100%. Okay, let's see where to. What did I want to talk about with you? Let's start with this. Little League.
You just made the list!
Okay. I should, at least admit biases. I hate Little League baseball. I do not hate youth baseball. I hate the organization of Little League baseball.
Do you hate you? Interested to see why, guys. We kind of agree in some of this, right?
Okay.
I think youth baseball is great, right?
Mm-hmm.
The organized team sports is fantastic. But the question is, for me, is like, should this be on television? And you hate the game of it or the idea of televising it?
I hate how it's promoted. I think average human being that watches sports thinks these are like the best 12-year-olds in the country, and they are so far from the best 12-year-olds in the country. And nothing infuriates me more than watching some second baseman trip over the lip of the infield and catch a ball on his back, and it be number 2 on SportsCenter's top 10.
Yeah, is it on TV right now?
It's on, but I've turned it off for said reason.
Texas versus Florida in the 2024 Little League World Series. It seems to me, and the Little League World Series has been on television for quite some time now.
My whole life.
Right. It seems to me more reality show than sports. So, because you're right, it's not the best. So if you're not watching, you're watching.
Well, they have an outstanding name. Little League Baseball, like the name is outstanding.
Well, it's to a point, it's one of those brands that people associate as being the actual thing. You know, the Xerox and the Airbnb and, you know, it's the word Uber. It's one of those words that we use for all types of it. But even though it's technically a brand, and that's what this is, the Little League World Series. But it's more like it's not the best. You know, you're not seeing the best. And it's toddlers and tiaras, whatever these 16 and pregnant. But it's the Little League. It's kids. It's just kids that are playing sport. They should not be on television playing the game. They should, and if they are, they should be on TLC. Shouldn't be on ESPN.
So what really drives me insane, because I looked it up, their TV contract is $10 million a year. Now keep in mind, this is basically $10 million for about a month worth of games, maybe a little under. It's not like
does it last a whole month?
It's the regionals and then the actual World Series. And so in this day and age where I feel like all we do is seek out injustice and people that are making money off people, why are we not actually like up in arms about this?
Can the kids take endorsements?
Why not?
Now I'm just asking if they're allowed to. Yeah.
I mean, no, because they have to wear the Little League branded gear and whatnot. And then, by the way, they now have a Major League Baseball game where they trot all the guys out, whatnot. Why are we not, of all the things we seem to take offense with, like this one to me is one that I don't even get. Who is not in agreement, like exploiting kids is bad?
They're playing right now. It seems like it's back to school season. I know different parts of the countries is a different time, but shouldn't these kids be focused on school right now?
Well, the other, well, I feel like it's so many Northeast kids and like they don't go back to late. But this is the other thing that drives me insane. They don't pay their umpires. Literally, they're they are all volunteer.
Now, no, see, that part of you know, I'm a former youth umpire.
Me, unfortunately, me too.
It's a very tough job.
They, I will give.
It's going to be very
God bless Mr. Herbert. Rest in peace. You are an amazing man. He knew the exact dollar figure to pay you to keep umpiring.
Right.
Because miserable. But you got that check at the end of doing like 10 games on a weekend. And you're like, all right. Because to me, like, I had two jobs like that. Caddying, way more fun. Way more fun. Much more. Umpiring youth baseball, miserable. Umpiring football, or flag football, miserable. Umpiring, did you ever do the intramurals?
I don't.
God. Without a doubt, the worst sport to officiate, I will go to my grave. Officiating freshman and sophomore girls basketball, college freshman, college sophomore, you have never been called things in your life like you have him trying to officiate that.
It's really, any being an official for any sport is very, very difficult. It's one of the hardest jobs you could probably have. If you think about it.
It's so thankless.
You cannot make a mistake. You cannot miss a single thing. Unless you're a wrestling referee for professional wrestling, like, it is expected that you never miss anything. People expect you never to miss anything.
Yeah, and if you're a wrestling referee, you're really just a producer. Like, I mean, you're mainly keeping the thing rolling.
You're trying, but you can't. If you're a wrestling referee, you know, it's expected that sometimes you might miss something.
Right, you get shit.
That's what I was going to say. You might be distracted. You might accidentally get knocked over. But in the other sports,
we only know your name if you're bad.
Right.
Because it's not like in everything else where if you're truly great at something, we, like, reward you.
But I'm guessing they enjoy, I can't, you know, say anything negative about something that somebody enjoys, but why in the world would you volunteer for the little to officiate this? Are these people who do they officiate? Do they do college baseball?
No, I mean,
or?
I assume because they're all volunteers throughout.
This sounds like we really need to investigate.
Like,
this
is such a racket that I feel like, and like, yes, I do understand. A lot of that money probably goes back into the Little League baseball organization. But it's like,
why do they need all this money? It's not. Don't they kids have to pay to play? And then to get their uniforms, where's this money going?
I do think they pay for travel, whatnot. But like, these are all Adidas uniforms. You think that those are Adidas is clearly right. Wanting to be a sponsor there.
But and I'm pretty sure the parents are having to pay for travel. Well, I'm just wondering where the money's going.
Think parents are probably responsible. And like, that's the other thing. There are tournaments like this that are so much better. The Cooperstown Field of Dreams is kind of the same concept.
That sounds much more fun.
Where everyone goes there, and it's just like so much. I feel like there's so many times I'm just put on this planet to be annoyed when it's like we seek out all of these causes. Why do we never question this one?
I don't know. But it's, I mean, I tell you. I'm pro spelling bee. I think the spelling bee is great. That's some entertaining different TV, and it only lasts a night or two.
Did you know they moved that to ION?
Oh, I know they moved it.
Yeah so like them and Caitlin Clark. That's what you can find on ION, like reruns of Law and Order.
Okay,
ION.
But no, if it's on television for people who want to enjoy it. Right now, there's not much else going on, but of course, luckily, college football starts this weekend, and there'll be time for sports again outside of regular baseball. I mean, you do have traditional baseball. Like, I don't get it because I don't watch baseball on television. I enjoy going to the games and stuff, but like, if you're going to watch baseball,
you don't really have a team, do you?
I don't have a team. No, I mean, it would be the Royals. I always cheer for any team that wears my initials on their uniform. So the
smart.
So
you got your own
Kansas
hat.
City team.
Yeah, you got your own hat.
So. But the
smart.
If you're gonna watch, why would you watch this baseball right now? There's other baseball happening. You don't. I'm interested.
The only reason I had it on was to work myself up into a lather.
Maybe Delaware State was got too involved in one of these games, watching and cheering along these kids, and missed the bus.
All right, here's the update.
We have an update on Delaware State missing their flight.
Sounds like we had some engagement with them in March about a charter, but they're cheap and they went commercial.
Of course.
Something happened. They're blaming the buses to cause the missed flight, and now they may have to pony up for a charter because getting the seat count commercially is practically impossible this close in. Listen, I am not a smart human being, but I could do the math on that one.
Right.
That was going to be impossible.
Yeah, quite. Yeah.
And then, by the way, it's not like to fly to Hawaii, it's not like, okay, we can just call. There's the planes that are going to have to, that can fly that far, like, you are going to have to really pony up.
Correct. I mean, it's one of the longest flights you can fly.
Speaking of really ponying up, Disney.
You just made the list!
All right. There's so many things. This is the perfect story to talk about with you because I feel like this was one of those stories that my wife told me and I thought she got like hoodwinked on Instagram. I was like, oh,
right.
she saw something fake, and then because my wife has a real job and like has other things to do, she didn't like follow up on it. No, sweetheart, I owe you an apology. This was a true story. Disney has reversed course on a wrongful death lawsuit brought by the widower of a woman who died after eating at a resort restaurant, saying the matter can now proceed to court. Previously, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts had argued in court documents that the widower's Disney Plus streaming service contract means he cannot sue for the alleged wrongful death of his wife. In the lawsuit, plaintiff Jeffrey Piccolo alleged that his late wife, Kanakporn, I'm not kidding you, Tong Suan, I think that's Thai, suffered a fatal allergic reaction from a meal she ate at a park restaurant in 2023. But Disney tried to get the lawsuit tossed by asking the court to move the dispute to arbitration, meaning the case would not go before a jury or otherwise continue in court. Disney's argument was that Piccolo had allegedly entered into a subscriber agreement when signing up for a Disney Plus trial years ago, which requires users to arbitrate all disputes with the company. In a statement to CNN on Monday, Josh D'Amaro, the chairman of Disney Experiences, said the company was waiving its right to arbitration. Quote, at Disney, we strive to put humanity above all other considerations. Well, only when we legally are told not to. With such unique circumstances as this one, as the ones in this case, we believe the situation warrants a sensitive approach to expedite a resolution for the family who experienced such a painful loss. As such, we've decided to waive our right to arbitration and have the matter proceed in court. Okay, so there's so many things here. First and foremost, let's start with the obvious. As a lifelong South Park fan, this is yet again like another situation where South Park just nails it. This is Human Sentai Pad, where Kyle has to get his butt sewn or his mouth sewn to the butt of another user because he agreed to the Apple terms and conditions.
Those terms and conditions.
Secondly, why on earth did they even let this get to this point?
It's without a doubt something that looks like an onion headline that you just
correct
cannot believe, because we know we are signing away a lot of, I don't really know what we're signing a lot
yeah,
of times.
Again, that's a little joke. I have no idea. That would require
right,
me reading
point,
it,
right? But the idea that you would waive your right to sue dining at a restaurant, I'm glad it. How does it get to the point is one thing. Because it's the legal team and the PR team. What type of communication are they having?
Clearly not enough. Now,
Okay.
I guess it is important to note they're not saying you're waiving your right to sue. They are saying
right.
that you're waiving your right to a jury.
A civil suit
with a jury. So it has to go to arbitration. So.
But I'm guessing, like, in this situation, you do want a jury involved.
Well, you obviously
when you're
want a jury
a big
that's
company.
That's how you get the most money
with Disney. Yeah, but the restaurant, not Disney owned, was on Disney property that this incident occurred at, So this is just really bad handling of PR from Disney, I would feel like, because I don't think we would know about this story if it wasn't the fact that the Disney Plus terms and agreement came involved. And, like, they just announced that they're going to be raising the price of Disney Plus. It's, you don't want to give anybody more incentive not to sign up for your streaming service than the fact that if something bad happens and you happen to be on Disneyland, not necessarily at Disneyland.
So when you ask the question about the PR crisis team with the attorneys, the communication between them, if you told me some situation like this happened where someone goes, all right, if this goes to trial, we could lose this amount of money. What if we try and see if... Oh, look at that. They signed up for Disney Plus, a free trial. Like, they're not, it doesn't even seem like that they're paying customers. What if we say that they agreed to the terms and conditions and that applies blanketly to all Disney-owned properties? You can tell me where an attorney suggested that.
Right.
The problem is there's somebody in the room that's supposed to go, yeah, we're not doing that. Could you imagine if that got out? That's, I think, where the communication breakdown is. Because how do you even, like, it's not like that this was just someone going rogue.
It had to pass through a lot of different stages of the Walt Disney Company to get to this, and it quickly got reversed, because once it gets out, yes, you can't as Disney is going to tell you you signed up for this, so you can't sue us if something bad happens unrelated to your streaming service. Like, sitting on your couch, yes, if something happened to you, if you had an allergic reaction on your couch watching Disney Plus, you can't sue them. But, like, if you're out at a Disney resort or property and something happens,
well, it
has nothing to do with your Disney. Were they watching Disney Plus at the time of that? Well, I don't know.
Well, I mean, the other thing, like, I keep thinking about, like, when you talk about the communication between the crisis team and the lawyers, shouldn't the first suggestion be, hey, isn't that a contract restaurant?
Right, exactly.
Because, like, why are we not just trying to pin it on them? Like, what? My point is, like,
it was
someone
not
had
a Disney
actively
restaurant.
Actively decide that this was a strategy,
that this
and
was
multiple
the best strategy.
People had to sign off on this.
Yeah.
How on earth was this a good idea?
And it's, I mean, does Disney have this many crises happening at one time where it's not given the attention that it needs? I wouldn't feel like it. I mean, we usually, when something big and major happens at Disney, we quite often hear about it, whether something happens on an attraction or, you know, the Gators, right? The Gator scandal.
Yeah.
All these big things that happened down there, we usually hear about it. I don't feel like they're having somebody die at their restaurants every day or something where it's like, this is the latest one. What can we do? Or have they done this before becomes my next question, though.
I mean,
has this happened and it has not gotten out that they've used this clause?
My guess is yes. Right?
Right. I mean,
because someone had, to me, it's like, if someone suggests that, it's human nature to go, yeah, we're not doing that. Like, well, we got to come up with another approach.
But we did that for this other case.
But the only way that makes sense is exactly like, well,
you know, boss, we tried this once and it worked. And we saved like $15 million.
Oh, $15 million. Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, that's the only thing that makes sense to me, right?
Is that they've used it before. And I wonder if we're going to get to find out about that.
And by the way, we're skipping over the part where the woman ate something at the restaurant and died.
Right.
What are they serving at these places?
Was it an allergic reaction, or did they give her something that was, I don't,
but I mean, the only thing that makes sense is allergic reaction, but at the same time, it's like, I imagine that woman knew, hey, this doesn't have onions in it, right? Or whatever it may be. And they're like, I don't know.
So it's a question of, did they serve her knowing her allergy situation, if that is the case? But also, it's a restaurant on Disney property, and they've got quite a few of them. If you've ever been to Disney, you know Disney, this is Disney Springs, has all these other brands, right, that Disney does not own, that are a part of
the
shopping.
Is Disney Springs the artist formerly known as, like, Coronado Springs?
Disney
they've rebranded everything.
Pleasure Island at one point, I think, which was a fantastic Disney brand. Did you ever, in Orlando, ever go to Pleasure Island?
I did not.
Right. I don't think it was what was advertised.
So is
in
it
the name,
was it but, on property?
So this Disney Springs is the shopping, the shopping area that downtown Disney was the name after that. So. Like or part
okay,
of,
well,
it was
yeah,
part of downtown Disney,
yeah, yeah.
So okay. That's what they call Disney Springs now. So downtown Disney is
no longer downtown Disney.
Yeah, it's Disney okay. Springs. So
that was where the ESPN Zone was,
right? Not there anymore, I guess.
But, I don't think so.
And they've redeveloped, reimagined, and keep adding to it. So it's just a shopping area that Disney owns, like the mall. It's a mall that Disney owns.
Yeah, it's just.
But
retail,
if you're going
yeah.
to if you're going to Disney World, you go there. Like if you're stay if you're doing like the multi day. Disney trip, like you have your, you know, go to one Magic Kingdom one day, Animal Kingdom the next day, but then maybe you take a day off in the middle and you maybe go shop at Disney Springs and eat there, then go back. You know, it's your rest day activity is to go check out what's going on, eat at a restaurant, go shopping.
Also, our long national nightmare is over. Thanks be to the powers that be. They did cancel Acolyte Season 2. So I don't have to like force myself to watch that.
Disney's
again.
Yeah, Disney on the list. That, mm-hmm. So was that the is that the are they still making more Mandalorian?
Well, they're doing the movie.
Okay,
Mandalorian and Grogu.
So I did not watch that. Like I
it was,
not, was told that there was no reason.
It was awful.
And I watched. So Mandalorian was great. Season one, season two,
season was, three was obviously not great.
And
still watchable.
Season two concluded the way like it felt the like
Acolyte,
the show should have ended.
The Acolyte was legitimately
just awful.
Yes. Like, nothing made sense. Like, the dialogue was, it was truly one of the worst shows. And the frustrating thing was, I thought it had turned a corner to where it was getting to be so bad that it was, like, must watch. And then it just, right. it like, I was like, okay, if they lean into this, and it kind of becomes a parody of itself, like, I'll keep watching that. It was just awful.
What is next for Star Wars?
I don't know. We're waiting on Kathleen Kennedy. She wants to go out on a hit. Oh, that's so awesome. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll talk a little NFL. We'll do that when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 99 FM, ESPN. NFL Sunday ticket news today.
Ooh.
First and foremost, how do you feel about this? Where are we supposed to congratulate people for solving a problem that they created on their own?
Well, that's a great
oftentimes
question.
I refer to this as the Penny Hardaway, when we'll have roster issues, and then we figure it out come March, April. It's like, we're giving credit for solving a problem you created.
I think you do deserve some credit for coming around.
There does
I do think you deserve credit for coming
some acknowledgement
around.
Of at least a change was made.
Yeah, but you
well, we've gotten from YouTube, so I don't know if you've seen the interface for Sunday Ticket, but one of the options was multi-view.
Right.
And the most frustrating part about multi-view was the games that you would select were predetermined. Well, now, so like for instance, if you wanted to watch Raiders, Chargers, right. Broncos, Seahawks, Cowboys, Browns, Commies, Bucks, you had to go and find that four-box option and select it. It took forever. Well, now...
So you would scroll,
correct.
And find, okay,
it's not
here are
like
the four games I want together.
Correct.
Let's do it.
Now, one of the new innovations that we are getting is they are allowing us to build our own multi-view. So that's something that should have been obvious from right. the beginning, should we salute them?
I think you do, because that seems like... to be evolutionary. So that's on YouTube, right? When you
correct.
Had it on
YouTube TV, the
when you
YouTube
had it
app.
on the satellite, did you have that option at all?
So the satellite, when you had it on satellite, there were two game mix channels. So one game mix channel had four games that you did not get to the,
right.
they would pick.
They just picked them.
Correct. And then there was like an eight box,
the Octobox.
Correct. Yeah. The Octobox. And then you also have Red Zone, and then they had a thing called Fantasy Zone. I don't know if we still have that.
Because sometimes, this as a small business owner myself, sometimes you had to put stuff into practice and then listen to the feedback. And I think they did right. They had an idea. What is the best way to execute that idea? Is it? And maybe they didn't think it was as possible, or it'd be too much stuff out there because to select all of the games, but. I salute them for what, apparently listening to the feedback, seeing how it went in year one last year, and here we are.
Okay, this also makes no sense to me. Someone's going to have to explain this one to me. via John Puck. I'm sorry, via John Orround of Puck. The Out of Market Game Package is now also available in the Apple Store for viewing on an iPad or an iPhone. That's $679. The package with Red Zone costs $739. What I don't understand is, why would I buy this from the Apple? Because I just paid the literally whatever the max cost was, $539. We looked it up today. It's like $535, something like that. I watch it on my phone and on the iPad from the YouTube app. Who is buying this specifically through Apple and paying another $200? What is the point of this?
I don't know. Could it be? There's always been, you know, with technology changing and evolving, I don't know why. I don't know how. I mean, YouTube seems to be one of the easiest modern day ways to watch anything, right? Like, it's my dad, who's almost 90, has YouTube TV, and that's what he watches his television.
No, I agree. I think it's the easiest.
It's very easy to understand. Yes. You know how to get to it and how to use it. So how somebody struck, because the only thing I can think of is like the old person who might have had a TiVo or something after everybody started putting TiVo, you know, pausing television on everything else, but they still wanted to use the TiVo because that's what they used.
Because they were comfortable with TiVo, yes.
They knew that remote. So maybe there's people who are just comfortable with like their Apple product and they don't want to.
I'm woke on this. This is going to be the price next year. All right, when we come back, we'll tell your story next, right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Kevin, for today's Tell Your Story, we get the response from Brian Flores after he was asked about Tua's comments about him not being a great person. I think part of coaching is correcting. I'm always going to correct. I'm always going to have a high standard. And I think, look, I've done a lot of reflecting on the situation and communication. I think there's things I could do better for sure. I think I've grown in that way. I've tried to apply the things I could do better and the things that I've learned over the last 2-3 seasons. He literally went with the Cartman. You said some things. I said some things. Like, can we just move on? So that is the definition. Don't tell this story. Tell your story. My thanks to Tim Murray for joining the program. Vince, anything to be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.